Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I truly thank God for everything that He is to us. But I thank God for His love. This morning, I truly want to take this opportunity to wish everybody who have ears to hear, to wish you a happy new year. We are entering into a year that we never seen before, a year that we don't know of the outcome. But in the meantime, we're going to trust God on this journey to know that God is with us in the year of 2026. And I truly thank God that some of you, thank God you can lift up your hands, that God bless you to make it through the threshold, over the threshold, and coming into the new year. Some people did not make it. And you know, death will continue to reign in every year that God established. But while we enter into a new adventure and enter into the glory of God, God will show us mysteries and things that we need to know. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God that we enter into His gates with thanksgiving in our mouth. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And one thing about it, I do want to read a prayer that I came across. And the prayer is Psalm 91. Heavenly Father, I come to you seeking refuge under your mighty wings. You are our shelter, our fortress, our God, in whom we trust, in whom we place all our trust. You deliver us from the traps of the enemy in 2025. You will deliver us out of the hand of the enemy in this year of 2026. Your faithfulness surround us like a shield, giving us strength and peace in the face of fear. We will not fear the terror of the night or the danger that come by day. Even when trouble surround us, we will stand firm, knowing that you are our defender and prosecutor. May your from every danger. Guide our steps on the path that you put us on. Lord, thank you for keeping us steady. Let our eyes stay focused on you. And Lord, let us care of your kingdom. Let us have a strong relationship, a strong discernment to know you and to honor you. You are our refuge. You are our salvation. And in your presence, we find safety, strength, and peace. We trust you in your promise and rest in your shadow of your almighty care. So, Father, thank you for giving us Psalm 91, that you are with us every step of the way. We thank you, Lord, for being the God that you are, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. And that's it. Praise God. I truly thank God for seeing this new year that God promised us. Now God looking for us to fulfill our vows for Him. You that have a gift, praise God. Don't let no one stop you from doing what you need to do for God. If you went to the house of God, praise God on New Year's Eve and you make an affirmation. Make your affirmation be strong and stand firm in what you told God. You're the one who made that promise, and God wants to see that you fulfill that promise. But I thank God for Jesus Christ, those who made it over the threshold and those who didn't. Praise God. Pray for your family members. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children that they receive Jesus this year in the year of 2026. We don't know the outcome, but we trust it in God. Remember that prayer that I prayed. Praise God. Remember what God said He's going to do for you. We got to stand firm and hold our head up and pray with our eyes open and learn to discern good and evil and learn to trust in God every step of the way. We need to focus on the kingdom of God. I thank God the enemy, Satan released new demons. Every year he released new demons. Praise God. Now we got to really put on our armor and stay strong. We got to pray and fast and be more stronger than ever before, because the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. And we got to be ready for the arrows that coming our way. We got to stand firm in our word. We got to stand up for the truth. We cannot back down. We got to stand. The sovereign God who really sacrificed his son, Jesus Christ, who gave us his life. Now we got to be willing to sacrifice the time, the day, and whatever God wants you to do for him. We need to sacrifice that time for him to hear what he wants us to hear. Praise God, coming from his throne, coming from his throne of mercy. So I truly thank God for Jesus. Pray for our young people that they turn their heart toward God and not against him. Let's pray for the nation, that the nation will come back to herself, come back to God, that she fall on her face and ask God to forgive her of her sin. I thank God for Jesus Christ. As the word of God says, let us enter into his courts with thanksgiving in our mouth. Let us praise God every day. Let us praise him. Praise him when we're doing well. And praise when we are going through. Praise God. We need to ask the Lord to clothe us with the righteousness of him. May the God of mercy be upon each and every one of us. But one thing about it, God is good. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I truly thank God. Some of you are fighting the enemy. He's coming to you fully, attacking you. But the God that I serve, praise God, he's going to deliver you. He sees what you're going through at this moment. But thank God for Jesus. And John, the first chapter. And John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that had been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And thank God. What John telling us that the Word is Jesus Christ. He was there in the beginning. Remember God said, let us make man. Jesus was there in the beginning. And I thank God that he is the Word of God. And I truly thank God for Jesus, for his grace and mercy and all that he is. I thank God for his love. I thank God for all that he is to us in this hour. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. So I truly thank God for the outcome and what God expects us to do. We must trust him. We must know him. We must understand His word for us to get stronger and stronger. Because God is cutting the time short for the elect's sake. So while we on this earth, and God allow us to be on this earth, praise God, let's concentrate on putting on the strong armor. Let's put on the armor and let us stand firm in His word. Let us be like David, confront our giants, not to run from it, but to stand firm and place the word of God as your weapon, as a stone ready to hit the giant in the head. And that's the adversary. But God is good, and His mercy endures forever. So let us put on the shield of faith. Let us put on the armor of righteousness. Let us know that God is for us, and He is always be with us, and knowing that the hour is at hand. So I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I truly thank Him for being the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let us stay focused. Let us stay focused on the Word. As John said, in the beginning was the Word of God. In the beginning, start from Exodus, praise God. In the beginning was the Word of God. From Genesis was the Word of God. And I thank God, in the beginning, I thank God, from Genesis to Revelation, thank God, in the beginning. So let us concentrate on Him. I know some of you are still going through the hurt. Some of you are already coming out of the hurt in the year of 2025. Well, now we are in a new era, a year of 2026. Concentrate in what you're going to do for the Lord this year. Ask the Lord, what do you want me to do? What is your agenda for me, God? Excuse me. What is your agenda for me, God? What is your plan? And watch God move on your behalf. He is working it out every day of what He wants us to do. Some of you are going through hardship. Some of you are going through a spiritual battle. Some of you are going through a financial difficulty. Praise God. Some of you are going through a marital problem. But one thing about it, Jesus is the answer. All we have to do is trust in Him and rely on Him every step of the way. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, let us stay focused on the Lord. Every day while you are in this new year, don't take God for granted. Take Him serious in His word. Apply the word of God in your life every day. You don't know the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come back. And Jesus is coming back for His church. So let's be ready. Don't let Him catch us naked. But let us be clothed in righteousness. And may God bless you. And again, Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.